Hello? Is that what I think it is? A lost little mortal. A self-proclaimed vampire hunter by the looks of it. Come to put an end to my reign of terror by taking my life. Let me guess. The headsman of that village hired you. I knew he was gonna send for someone after that incident with his son. Oh, sure. Come right on up. I don't mind. You're only invading my space. No, please. I don't care that you're here to kill me. By all means, make yourself at home. Hello, vampire hunter. Welcome to my home. Do you want to die before or after tea? Yes, I'm offering you tea. Because unlike you, I am a civilized individual. And I believe in exchanging introductions and pleasantries before our fight that will inevitably lead to your untimely demise. Well, you're not the first to come after me, and I'm sure you won't be the last. At least you're nice enough to talk to me first, before trying to stake me. Most others don't even get this far. They just attack me the second they see me. Annoying is what it is. None of them ever posed a real threat to me, only a nuisance. So, tea. Good. Come on in and have a seat. I've already set the table and prepared it for us. Well, I knew you were coming here long before you arrived, of course. No one takes me by surprise. No, I promise you it's not poisoned. Why would I bother using poison to kill you when there are so many other, funner ways? Plus, poison spoils the taste of blood. Trust me, I know from experience. Yes, I know. Thank you. I do enjoy tea. It helps me relax. Well, knowing that someone is on their way to try and kill you can do that to you. So, was I correct earlier? Did that village fool hire you to avenge his son? I thought so. Of course. It's not like I would ever be able to explain myself to him. I'm just glad the whole village is too scared of this castle to come after me themselves. I'd hate to have to leave. I've grown quite comfortable here. Though now that I'm having vampire hunters like you sent after me, seems like I may have no choice. Yes, his son. That stupid brute came here to slay me, like so many others have in the past. But when he saw me, well, I don't think he was expecting me to look quite so human. I'm not sure he even knew what a vampire was. He was not very polite when he found out I was the monster they were all so afraid of. He decided that instead of killing me, he was going to try and deal with me in a different way. So I killed him. Slowly and painfully. I left what was left of him outside for the others to find. Yes, that's the truth of it. If they had just left me alone, I wouldn't have bothered them. But then they killed my thrall, and I had to get more blood from somewhere. Not much. Just a little bite every few days or so. Not enough to kill or even really hurt someone. Well, I couldn't just starve, could I? I don't think it can be considered selfish if I'm just doing what I need to do in order to survive. What? Not quite the inhuman monster you were expecting. Believe it or not, I was human once. I guess I still have some humanity left in me. More tea? Oh, probably a little over a century ago. I've been around for quite a while. Took a little getting used to. You know, living off of blood, avoiding sunlight, all those little quirks. But I quickly found I enjoyed my new life. Or unlife. The benefits outweigh any negative consequences. Lonely, though. That's one thing I haven't gotten used to. Turns out it's hard to be around normal people when you're like this. Most people don't realize what I am at first, but the pale skin and the fangs make it hard to hide for long. Eventually, I had to resort to enslaving people as thralls, binding some poor souls to my will so I could feed on them. My most recent thrall was some traveling merchant. He had this big, covered cart with all sorts of trinkets and items inside. I found him when I was out walking one night, and I was so very, very hungry. So while he was asleep, I drank from him and enslaved his mind. The cart he had was very useful. He would ride it during the day when I stayed inside, hidden away from the sun and anyone who passed by. When I found this castle, I decided to stay here for a while. Through my thrall and some nighttime visits to nearby villages, I gathered everything I needed to live comfortably here. Unfortunately, I was recently discovered, and my thrall was killed. Shortly after, the village leader's son came after me. Apparently, my reputation as a monster is more fearsome than I thought, because most people have been too afraid to ever come near this place. I mean, I'm not complaining. Most of those people are ignorant savages, beneath a dignified person such as myself. Hardly even worth my time. But then they started sending people like you after me. At least you're different from the others. Actually willing to have a civilized conversation before we try to kill each other. So, now that you've finished your tea, shall we get started? Ah, good. It worked. As much as I appreciate your willingness to listen to me, you still came here with the intent to kill me. So yes, I did put poison in the tea. Nothing lethal, just something to paralyze you, stop you from moving around for a while. It doesn't affect me, of course. I'm undead. Poison doesn't harm me in any way. I figured this would be easier for the both of us. Now we can talk freely, without me having to worry about you trying to stake me when my back is turned. And you won't have to worry about me tearing your throat out with my teeth for the time being. That sound like a plan? That's what I like to hear. Not that you have much of a choice at the moment. He could move or attack me even if he wanted to. Better safe than sorry, though. Don't worry. It'll wear off in a few hours. I'll take care of you until then. I might try a little taste before you can move again, though. All of this stress from having an assassin sent after me has made me a little hungry. It's been so long since I've had a meal as delicious-looking as you walk right through my front door. Such a nice, exposed neck. Smooth skin. Perfectly vulnerable. I wonder what your blood tastes like. Oh, you taste far better than the others that have come before. Maybe I'll keep you around for a while, for when I get hungry. How would you like that? The brave vampire hunter who came here to stake me, only to end up as a slave I used to sate my appetite. Why not? I think it sounds like a great idea. You can even stay here in the castle. I've got plenty of room. I'll feed you, keep you safe and sheltered here, take care of you, and all I ask in return is that you let me drink a little bit of your blood every now and then. I think that sounds like a pretty good deal for both of us, don't you? Well, the alternative is that I just kill you right here, or I forcefully make you my slave. Neither of which would be very good experiences for you. You see, I really don't want to let you go, because that could cause some future problems for me. Once they find out you didn't kill me. Then they'll just send more hunters, and I'll have to leave. But I'd rather not kill you if I can avoid it. First, because it would be a waste of such a beautiful human that I can find better uses for. And I also find that I don't necessarily want to kill you. You don't exactly give me the impression of some merciless murderer of my kind, given how you were willing to sit down and talk to me. So what do you think? Do you want to stay here with me? Good choice. I think we'll both be happy with this arrangement. Yes, you will, darling. Eventually. Give it some time, and you'll see just how good your new life can be here. Even if I have to force you to love it.